Hello, and welcome to Lawful Insight. I'm attorney Trisha Morales Padilla. I'm going to be bringing people looking for answers to their divorce and custody matters some information to make your road a little less bumpy. In each episode, I'm going to be bringing you bite-sized pieces of information that's short and simple and will navigate your questions to divorce. You can send us any questions that you have while listening to this podcast to email at lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com, or you can call us at 210-410-8013. Hello, and welcome to Lawful Insight. My name is Trisha Morales Padilla. This is our first podcast for our launch, so I'm very excited. And what I want to talk to you guys today is about getting divorced. So if you've decided that you're going to get divorced, or you've maybe been served with papers to get divorced, the question is going to be, I'm getting divorced, now what? What should you do? What should you be thinking about moving forward? And what types of things can help you in kind of formulating a decision so that maybe you're less anxious about it and you have an idea of what you need to do and different things that you can be thinking about along the way. So on a very procedural level, once the petition is filed, and I'll get into what all that is, but once the petition is filed in Texas, in your county, you have 60 days is the waiting period before you can actually finalize your divorce. So you have a bit of time before you, in between when you file it, to actually getting a divorce. So some things that you're going to want to think about either after you file or before you file is if it's going to be contested or not. So some people get a little bit confused in the semantics of what contested versus uncontested means. It's not necessarily that you or your spouse is contesting the fact that you're getting divorced. What is being contested is the division of property. How are we going to divide everything up? Who's going to get what? Who's going to get the house? Who's going to take main control of the kids? And who's going to do stuff like that? So that is going to be the first question that you're going to want to think about, is if it's going to be contested or uncontested. And I know that a lot of times you can't determine if it's going to be contested or uncontested because maybe you don't have an open line of communication with your spouse or your soon-to-be ex-spouse. But that's the first thing to think about. Are you guys agreeing on things? How is your communication? Are you talking about things? Or is it just, you know, non-amicable, you're not getting along, one of you just needs to file a divorce so you can move forward? So think about that. The second phase that you want to think about is, do you want to hire an attorney? Obviously, an attorney can take a little bit of the burden off of your plate, right? We already know how to do this stuff, file the petition, we know what questions to ask, but not everybody needs to hire an attorney. Obviously, you can always go to the staff attorney, probably in whatever county you live. In Bexar County, we have the staff attorney's office. The law library can get you the paperwork. You do it all on your own. You go through the staff attorney for the final divorce. You don't need to pay anything except for maybe filing fees. If you do go the route of hiring an attorney, you'll want to call around, obviously find the best attorney that's the best fit for you, and then move forward from there. Once you decide that you want to go that route, some other things that you want to think about is, now Texas is a community property state. So what that means is anything that is acquired during the marriage is automatically presumed to be 50-50 because Texas is a community property state. So a lot of times people think, well, my name's not on the house, it's not mine. It is. 50% of that house is yours as long as it was acquired during the marriage. Same thing with vehicles. It doesn't matter if your name is on the car or the loan. Obviously, vehicles don't carry a whole lot of equity, right? They're not valued super high. But vehicles, retirement, whatever pieces of your retirement has accrued during the marriage, and we'll kind of get into these a little bit more detail in other podcasts, but all of that is 50-50. Texas is a no-fault state, so everything, like I said, is presumed to be 50-50 unless you have certain fault grounds, and we can talk about those as well. But if there is fault, for example, infidelity, being incarcerated, if that is what we're alleging is the breakup of the marriage, then it's a factor for the judge to consider to possibly give you greater than your 50% share. And sometimes those are hard to prove, obviously not somebody being in custody, but infidelity. So that's something to think about, is what property that you have that needs to be split. So bank accounts, vehicles, retirement. The other thing to think about is obviously if you have children. So if you have children, Texas is joint managing conservators, so both parents are presumed to be in the best interest of the child, but one parent's going to be primary, meaning that they designate the primary residence of the children. So that's something to think about too. Who are the children going to live with? And then you can kind of go from there. Now, procedural-wise, once you file the petition, then, like I said before, Texas mandates a 60-day waiting period. So once you wait that 60 days, all of this stuff can kind of be determined. If it's uncontested, then you and your spouse can kind of get everything laid out. Who's going to take what? What are we going to do with everything? And then you can kind of go from there. Once the attorney has all of the information, I guess if you guys are using the same attorney, that would be between you and that attorney if they're going to represent you guys on the uncontested divorce. And then the divorce can just get drafted. You can draft up the decree, everybody's in agreement, everything is amenable, and it's a pretty simple process. The one thing that you guys are probably going to need to decide with the attorney is if the attorney will. Because the attorney can only really represent one person. So, as long as the spouse that doesn't have representation is okay with that, and that would be something that you guys will need to determine and move forward that way. So, as far as that goes, that is generally the stuff that you're going to want to start thinking about when you start thinking about, I'm getting a divorce. Some other things that kind of come into play that you'll want to discuss with whatever attorney, and we can kind of get into at another time, is if you're going to need a protective order. And a protective order is if there's been family violence. That kind of changes the course of a divorce. A lot of times people ask about a restraining order. In Bexar County, as in most counties, there is a what's called a standing order that is attached to the petition, and your spouse will get that when it's served. And that standing order lays out all of the things that cannot happen. It's like a temporary restraining order automatically. It lays out everything that cannot happen during the pendency of the divorce. So from the time the petition's filed until everything is finalized, and it goes through all the provisions of, you can't harass, you can't annoy, you can't place phone calls. If you have children, you can't hide them, you can't withdraw them from school. If you have a business, you can't waste assets, you can't drain accounts. There's a bunch of stuff that you can't do. And so that is like your restraining order that can't be done during the pendency of the divorce. And when your spouse is served with the paperwork, that would be attached so they know these are all the things that can't happen during the pendency of the divorce. A lot of times people will think, well, this is going to be uncontested. Once we file the petition, then we have them served. And then once they're served, they've got 20 days to either file an answer or hire an attorney. That really is the starting point for us to determine if it's contested or not. So if they hire an attorney or file an answer, then obviously that's contested. They're contesting something in it. They've hired counsel. If they don't file an answer or hire an attorney, then it's uncontested. And as much as you guys can keep that open line of communication and work toward coming to agreeable terms, that's always the best and the cheapest option for everybody. But sometimes divorces get contested, and that's just how it goes. And so that's where you guys have attorneys to look after your best interest and basically get you all of the information that you need. Okay, so we've kind of gone over everything as far as getting started. So I've given you guys some information to think about going forward. As I said before, in each episode, I'm just going to bring you little bite-sized pieces of information on each topic that you're going to have maybe questions on. If you do have any questions that you've thought of during this time, email us at lawfulinsightpodcast@gmail.com. Or again, you're more than welcome to call us, Morales Padilla Law, at 210-410-8013. Thanks for listening and have a great day.